Everyone age 6 months and older should get one of the new COVID-19 boosters. That is the recommendation today from independent advisors to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, the CDC. CDC Director Mandy Cohen quickly accepted the recommendation, marking the crucial last step necessary to make the new COVID shots available. And in a crucial step towards understanding this development, let's bring in NPR health correspondent Rob Stein.
Hey, Mary Louise.
So you have been listening all day long, I'm told, to this CDC committee of doctors and scientists. They were debating who should get the new shots. What'd you hear?
You know, Mary Louise, some experts have argued that the only people who really need to get another shot are those who are most vulnerable to getting very sick from COVID, like, you know, older people and those who have other health problems, because most younger, healthy people are still well protected by the immunity they've built up from all the shots and infections they've gotten at this point. And some of the CDC advisors agreed with that. But in the end, the committee voted overwhelmingly, 13 to 1, to recommend the shots for everyone 6 months and older. Here's Dr. Camille Cotton from Harvard, who argued a simple, broad recommendation would avoid confusing messages that would discourage vaccination.
Let's keep America strong, healthy. Let's do away with COVID-19 as best we can by prevention of disease through vaccines. Let's make things clear.
Rob, just remind us what these new vaccines are, how they work, how well they're going to work.
Sure. They're reformulated versions of the Moderna and Pfizer-BioNTech vaccines. They were just cleared by the FDA yesterday, and a similar vaccine from Novavax may be coming soon, too. The new shots target a much more recent strain of Omicron than the earlier iterations of the vaccines. Now, that strain's been replaced by more recent evolutions of Omicron, but the new shots still look like they're a close enough match to boost people's fading immunity and cut the chances of getting COVID, spreading the virus, and getting so sick they'll end up in the hospital, die, or develop long COVID. The shots aren't like some kind of perfect magic force field by any means, but the shots should help people fight COVID better.
Okay, I've got a bunch of news you can use type quick questions to get through. One,
okay.
When are the shots going to be available?
Okay, so the new shots should start to become available as soon as tomorrow in some parts of the country. They're not technically free anymore, but for most people, their insurance will pay for them, and the federal government is making the shots available for the uninsured at no cost.
Next, should we get the shots right away, or does it depend, like, when you last had COVID?
Yeah, so that is a little complicated. It has to be at least 2 months since the last shot, but some experts say people should wait at least 3 months from either their last shot or their last infection. Others say 4 to 6 months would be better, but either way, lots of people, especially those at high risk, should really think about getting a shot pretty much right away.
And I have heard some talk about waiting, trying to time the shots for when they're most needed. What's the advice on that?
Yeah, I've heard that too. The strategy is getting the most bang for the buck by waiting until a couple of weeks before you're planning to do something that may be risky, like travel for work or visit family over the holidays. But some say waiting can be risky too, especially since the numbers are all going up right now.
Do we know how many people will get one of the new shots? What's the expectation?
You know, that's hard to predict, but only 17% of those eligible for the last boosters got one, and only 43% of those ages 65 and older, those people who really need one, got one. So, you know, Mary Louise, it could be a hard sell this time around, too.
And real quick, Rob, in addition to these COVID boosters, the flu shot. Should we get that, too, while we're in pharmacy?
Yeah, people should get the flu shot, and they can also get, for the first time, an RSV shot, and then get them all together or space them out if they're worried about the side effects.
NPR's Rob Stein. Thank you.
You bet, Mary Louise.